The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. This common vegetable dates back to ancient Greece, where it was used medicinally for back pain and as an aphrodisiac. The German word for it is meretisch, or sea radish. The English mispronounced the word to meradish and eventually started calling it horseradish. Ancient Greeks loved horseradish. They'd say the radish is worth its weight in lead, beat its weight in silver, but horseradish its weight in gold. We use this pungent root in mashed potatoes, cocktail sauces, or with lemon on fish or asparagus. You only need a little to have a great effect. While horseradish sauces abound in the grocery store, the flavor is much better from homegrown roots, and it's easy to grow. Horseradish grows best in full sun on all but waterlogged soils. Plant where you won't be moving it. The biggest trouble with horseradish is stopping it from growing. The plant slowly expands over time. Never till it or throw the roots into a compost pile, or you'll have horseradish everywhere. Plant horseradish in spring, placing 4 to 6 inch long roots in the soil at about a 45 degree angle, 2 inches deep. Keep watered, and by next spring you can start harvesting. Harvest in fall, removing part or the whole plant, saving pieces for eating and replanting. You can clean and freeze the horseradish roots for later use, or blend it up with vinegar and salt to store in the refrigerator for a few months. To moderate horseradish's pungency, add vinegar. Add 2 to 3 tablespoons of white vinegar and a half teaspoon of salt for each cup of horseradish you blend. For higher pungency, wait 3 minutes, then add vinegar to the blend. And now for this week's tip. Pot up parsley, rosemary, and chive plants now for bringing indoors this winter. Keep the pots outdoors for a few more weeks in part shade so they get acclimated to the container. Move them indoors before a frost into a sunny window to use and enjoy. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about bulb iris. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.